AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. All 20 of the remaining living Israeli hostages held in Gaza and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel are walking free today as part of a ceasefire that has paused 2 years of war. Israel says it's released more than 1,900 Palestinian prisoners as part of the deal. Hamas also says it will release the bodies of 4 of the 28 deceased Israeli captives. AP correspondent Sam Mednick witnessed the celebrations in Tel Aviv as the remaining hostages returned.
Now, the feeling here at Hostages Square has been going on since the early hours of the morning. Some people even slept here at night. Jubilation, cheering, any sign of the hostages on the screen, people erupted in applause.
President Trump is also in the Middle East. When he was coming, people here were just cheering. They were saying, thank you, Trump. They credit him and the U.S. with pushing this deal through.
Addressing the Israeli Knesset, President Trump says Israel must now seize a chance for peace.
Israel, with our help, has won all that they can by force of arms. You've won. I mean, you've won. Now it's time to translate these victories against terrorists on the battlefield into the ultimate prize of peace and prosperity for the entire Middle East. It's about time you were able to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Trump and Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi are chairing a gathering of world leaders dubbed Summit for Peace to support ending the more than two-year Israel-Hamas war in Gaza after the ceasefire deal. Vice President J.D. Vance is warning of deeper cuts to the federal workforce the longer the government shutdown goes on. He warned that the new cuts would be, quote, painful, even as he said the Trump administration is working to ensure the military gets paid and that some services for low-income Americans, including food assistance, are preserved. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. The Seattle Mariners struck first in the American League Championship Series with a 3-1 Game 1 road win over the Toronto Blue Jays. Cal Raleigh hit a tying homer in the sixth inning to silence the Toronto crowd.
You know, we all knew it was going to be coming today and everybody was going to be getting that kind of treatment, and that's what it's like in playoff baseball.
NFL, Patrick Mahomes tossed three TDs and rushed for another as the Chiefs snapped the Lions' four-game winning streak with a 30-17 win.
We're not afraid to go up against anybody.
49ers, four-time All-Pro linebacker Fred Warner suffered a season-ending right ankle injury against the Buccaneers. College football, Penn State fired coach James Franklin amid a midseason free fall, and Indiana climbed to number 3 behind Ohio State and Miami in the AP Top 25. Geffen Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.